The real truth about making your dreams come true.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, oh yes, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And that's what this channel is all about, your dreams and your goals. If you haven't subscribed, be sure and subscribe on iTunes or YouTube. We absolutely love you and we're here for you every day. Today we're going to talk about the real truth about making your dreams come true. High flyers, listen to me. This is very important. If you haven't learned by now, no one is going to come knocking on your door when you're depressed and thinking down. No one's going to knock on your door and remind you to fill your brain and your mind with positive thoughts. No one is going to do that. That's your job. No one will remind you that your doubts and your fears and your limiting beliefs are destroying your life and destroying your dreams. Those doubts and fears are destroying your happiness and your full potential. And the truth is, no one is going to remind you. No one's going to call you up on the telephone or send you a text and say, I see that you are giving into your fears again. No one's going to do that. You are responsible for understanding when you have doubts, when you have fears, when you have limiting beliefs, and challenging them. No one's going to help you. You are responsible for the dreams manifesting in your life. I am one of the few Law of Attraction coaches who will tell you there is no attraction without action. If at the very least, you change your beliefs, you change your thought patterns, you change your vibration, you change your habits, there must be action in order to have attraction. Albert Einstein made that very clear. There is no attraction without action. No one is going to come to you to save you from your drug abuse, from your overindulgence in weed or alcohol. No one's going to save your career if you decide to blow it. No one is going to save your business from going into the toilet if you don't put in the hours and the time and the energy to help your business grow. And no one is going to call you and ask if they can come over to help you save your relationship if you are sabotaging and slowly killing your relationship. I want you to take a deep breath right now. Oh, yeah. Now say these words aloud. I am responsible. Take the word responsible and break it into two words. I am responsible. I am able to respond because you have perhaps a number of things that are needing your response. And if you're ignoring them, if you're letting them go unchecked, then you are not taking the action necessary to bring about your dreams and your goals. Exercise. Are you exercising? Are you moving your body on a regular basis? Nobody's going to tell you, look it, you've become a couch potato. Maybe your wife or husband might tell you, but besides that, no one else will tell you. That's your responsibility. I am response-able. Nobody's going to tell you it's time to study. You need to learn specific information for your business. You're falling behind. We're in a competitive environment, high flyers, and it requires a lifetime of study. It's not about going to school and graduating. There is no graduation date in the modern world. It's about constant learning, constant study, and application of what you learn. And nobody's going to tell you that. Nobody will tell you that. They'll tell you to write out your intention and place it under a little bush somewhere, and it's going to magically happen all by itself. The universe responds to what you are, not what you want. You can throw all the coins in a wishing well that you want if you don't change your vibration and your beliefs and your habits and your actions. Then all the coins in the wishing well will mean nothing to the universe. You know, you're responsible for setting your intentions, having clear intentions. Do you know how many people I talk to on a daily basis who tell me, well, I don't really know what I want? That's the one thing that I really can't help you with. If you know what you want, I can help you get it. But I can't help you find out or figure out what you do want. I'm talking about the real truth about making your dreams come true. This is the real truth, and you may want to click off the podcast. That's fine, but this is the real truth about making your dreams come true and setting daily goals, micro goals, so that each day you are making progress in the direction of your dreams and goals. I mean, you're chunking through it. And Rachel always says to me, she said this morning, and the universe keeps adding more chunks. And that happens at times. You get chunking and there's more chunks showing up. It's like working on a conveyor belt or an assembly line. But this is your life. This is your destiny. This is your dreams and goals that we are talking about. And if you do not take responsibility for them, who will? Nobody else is going to do it. Write down below, if you're watching on YouTube, I am responsible. Probably the most powerful affirmation you will ever write. I am responsible. Response able. I am responsible. Write it down. Type it out. Announce it to the world. And from this moment on, take responsibility for the dreams and goals of your life. Take care of yourself, high flyers. Determine your own beliefs. Don't allow society or advertising or marketing to determine your beliefs for you. Set your own goals. Set goals that are worthy of you, because you are worthy of your dreams. And set daily goals. Create positive thoughts. Fill your mind with as much positive thoughts as you believe your brain can handle. I mean, seriously, the more positive thoughts you have, the better. And finally, take affirmative action, positive action, each and every day in the direction of your dreams and your goals. If you need money, create an abundance mentality. Create beliefs about abundance. If you want a happy relationship, think about that before the breakup. Take action before the breakup. If you're overweight, isn't it time to put down your knife and fork and take responsibility, because you are response-able over your weight and your health and your energy and your vitality? Write it down. Say it every day. Say it 100 times until it's absolutely ingrained in your mind, because your parents aren't doing it anymore. Your grandparents aren't doing it. The neighbors aren't doing it for you. You, and only you, are responsible for your life, for your dreams, for your goals. You, and you alone, choose your path. You, and you alone, choose your beliefs. You, and you alone, choose your habits. And you alone, can take positive action. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for sharing Around the Net. Have a great day. Get out there and create the dreams of a lifetime and achieve them. Bye-bye now.